As DC and its corporate sponsors go full Orwellian retard in pursuit of total power over everyone and everything in the name of fighting COVID, a virus that, it should be noted, was likely created at a government-run lab in Wuhan. And as we watch governments across the globe capitalize on that likely government-made bug in order to grab for unlimited amounts of additional government power, we are very well served to seriously ask and honestly answer one simple question. Do we want to be free? Enough to do anything about it, I mean. Do we want to be free men and women, or do we want to be slaves and human resource cattle for the elite abuser class to do with as it sees fit? That's what we need to ask ourselves right now as those abusers ramp up lockdown 2.0 and move closer to trying to mandate that we all inject experimental gene therapies or whatever else they come up with into our bloodstreams. Seriously, just pause for a moment to think about that. Are we so lame, so programmed and so weak that we now just assume that the government has the legitimate authority to shut down our businesses, lock us up in our homes, and inject us with whatever experimental concoction they want to put into our bloodstreams? I mean, really, is that where we're at? Apparently yes, at least for many. Now before diving further into that, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel. This channel is new and requires a lot of my time to get it off the ground. So sharing videos, liking videos, and subscribing to the channel helps a lot. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Okay, now on to the big question that will and should only get bigger as this march into DC managed totalitarianism madness continues. And that question is, are we free to leave? And if we are free to leave, isn't now the time? If DC has gone so completely mad and become such a destructive, dysfunctional system as to openly wage war on even the most basic freedoms, isn't it time to go? Shouldn't any sane, freedom-loving people be raising their hands and saying, okay, that's enough, check please, we're out of here? If not now, when? After we can't leave our homes? After we've been injected with 2, 3, 10 doses of God only knows what in order to make us even more compliant and even more dependent on the truly evil creatures running the show in Washington, D.C.? Should we wait until after they shut down all small businesses and funnel literally all economic activity and profits into the coffers of Washington, D.C.'s corporate sponsors? Is that what we're going to do? Is that how long we should wait? I sure hope not. And more people are starting to agree. Thanks primarily to COVID mania and the tyrannical impulses that it's inspired in DC and other wannabe Big Brother states across the globe. Thanks to big government's mad grab for power in response to what was very likely a big government-made virus, we are seeing the danger of big government more clearly than ever before, which is another way of saying that we're seeing the need for radical political decentralization, the decentralization of political power. We're seeing the need for that more clearly than ever before. And in that context, secession is moving quickly from a forbidden heretical concept to a viable solution worthy of serious consideration. It's more and more being understood as a legitimate way of escaping the elite abuser class's house of horrors before they can completely shut the door on us and then nail it shut for good. Peaceful separation, peaceful secession, peacefully leaving an acutely destructive and abusive political relationship is no longer something to avoid even thinking about. It is something that now must seriously be considered. If you appreciate this perspective, subscribe to the channel. If you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.